For the sake of sentient beings countless in number, as the sky is limitless in extent, it is necessary to accomplish the complete and perfect level of Buddhahood, which goes beyond the extremes of conditioned existence and mere pacification. And in order to do this, it is necessary to exert oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the precious bodhicitta.
Tene kanjongye trutop tamche ji tso wonan ju jwon so mulare pe songkor tsuke ji.
So Rinpoche will explain a verse from the chief among all yogis from the snow mountains, Milarepa.
Dono jin pome nawate mato tuna duyinde tonsan parto chubarse.
Appearances which are the minions of monstrous forces and evil spirits, when not understood, are demons, which through their wiles and mischief cause obstacles. When understood, these obstructing forces are Dharma protectors, and it is from you that the various siddhis arise. It is taught that in terms of the ultimate reality, there are neither godly nor fiendish spirits. These are concepts. Which should be seen off into the land of nowhere.
Dona tate tele tambo mato pne kabre mato pne kab so de tan doi la so pade kande re sana de tan doi la ta pom na wan de se de de tan doi je na wan kya ung de yana po yi zog da wo yana mo yi zog da wo ji kya ya yi. This is a pominawande. Don't know the pominawande, they put on the me now and the color. They put on the nawande, mato bacapso. Don't tamp the damba, mato bacapso, mato petuso, mato benecapso, dure, dure, tea.
So then, in referring to these appearances as the appearances of monstrous forces or and fiendish spirits and all sorts of negative forces, referring to the minions of those or the messengers of them. So these ghosts or spirits can take on either male or female appearances. And when one does not understand what they really are, then they are demons, which through the mischief that they create can cause obstacles for oneself. So what does it mean to say that when one doesn't understand them, they are demons? That is to say that when one does not realize the level of genuine reality as the truth or the ultimate truth, then one takes such spirits as being truly existent, and in doing so then the various sorts of harm and annoyance that they can create is able to constitute a an obstacle for oneself. So, for example, in a dream, if one dreams about such a negative spirit, then in not recognizing that it's a dream, one thinks, one has the concept, or the concept of that demon as being, the concept of that spirit as being truly existent arises. And since one takes it as being truly existent, then the harm that it creates is able to have an effect on the mind, causing suffering within one's mind.
Malam de zungi la, malam de zungi la. Dembar himbe dembar na. Dembar na me na parsi.
These reflections of evil spirits in a dream, appearing in a dream, if taken to be true, appear as true, and are able to cause harm.
Karte mlam ngo hina dembar hemba mebe ser nansam yo na nansam yo chang no ba me. Karte mlam ngo hina
So if one realizes that it's a dream, then the milam ngo ma
karte milam ngo hina
karte
milam ngo hina dembar hemba me beser dembar trope nawami tina donga chipami.
So if one recognizes that it's a dream, then since
tinanno partyo pamete ne de ne bakayam tinanno bakayam tinanno partyo pam tinanno bakayam.
If one realizes a dream, since one will not take them as being true, they will not appear to be true and will not be able to cause any harm. As long as one recognizes that it's a dream, then even though the appearance of the demon might be extremely frightening, in knowing that it's a dream and therefore a mere appearance having no actual reality, then it's not able to have any harmful influence over the mind.
De juma malam tabri kipala tinti, de neba zogumare, de namje ngudup teriri. Nats upon ngudup. Chuja ter city, capsule, malare pala chumdur yere, chiransutiri. Chusokitiri.
And if realized or if understood, then all of you obstructive forces, are Dharma protectors, and from you all the various siddhis or miraculous powers arise. So here Milarepa is speaking to these as you, because he's actually experiencing a an apparition of the miraculous appearance of demons or spirits. So whatever sorts of spirits might manifest, one has to understand that they are appearances like dream. So it's been taught in accordance with the ultimate reality, there are no such things as godly or fiendish spirits. So neither pole exists, neither the those spirits which could be taken as godly forms, or those spirits which can be taken as negative forces, neither of them exists from the point of view of the ultimate reality. These are mere concepts about gods and demons, which have to be seen off to the land of nowhere. They have to be gotten rid of.
Tani de ni yobare mato, ne long tarto go wang do senang korwa tanyandi ni yomare, nyamba nyere. Tarto nyamba ni ba yendo, la tang de yang tani de ni yore mato, ne long oma wang do senang ni yomare, nyamba nyere. La tang de la cheva yomare. Mo nyamba
nyere. So, in the Mahayana teachings, samsara and nirvana are taught as ultimately not have any existence, and therefore as not being two different things, as not being two opposites. They are taught as being the same, and similarly, ultimately, there are no gods or demons. They are the same, are they equal? And there's no difference between them. So conventionally speaking, or on a relative level, they exist relative to each other, or in comparison to each other. So as long as as long as one has the idea of gods, one will also have the idea of demons. And the same thing goes the other way around, that as long as one has the idea of demons, then one will also have the idea of gods. Because they're interrelated, interdependent. To the one who has no conception of gods, the idea of demons is not possible. And similarly, for the one who has no concept of demons, it's not possible to have the concept of gods.
To a person who does not have the concept of demons, but has the concept of gods, this would be someone who is using the positive concept to prevent the negative one. He's using the positive concept to exclude the negative one.
ठीक है। तीस है ना तेरे लातां डे नी तू डब यंबस है ना ने लोग थातो लेनी का मार बड़े।
So even in this case, one is still, even though one thinks that one doesn't have the idea of the negative pole, in the fact that one is clutching on to the positive pole as the remedy is still used as the remedy of the negative, so the two are still occurring relative to each other.
Tena ramba som te ma to pa kap so lande den ba tar to yo ba lande ni ka la ja na to pa kap so lande ni ka na dong ge ma ta bo yo ba tar thok dong la ni ka me ba tar thok dong la lande mi so ma le dik so
ma to pa kap so ni ka
ma to kap so Nelo mato pai kap lande juma lande latan de ni dembario. Toendam mato pai kap Nelo mato pai kap lande ni ka dembarna. Toendam munsum topana lande juma tava lande ni ka lande menang tonzogi. Akoson. Nelong tartuk, nelong tartuk, kapsun ne, ladang, lande nika ngowumi. Nelong tartuk kapsun lande nika ngowumar.
Oh yeah. So then, at the time when gods and demons are not understood, they appear to be true or real. At the time when they are understood, they are seen to be mere illusory apparitions. And at the time of understanding the ultimate level, they are seen to have no essence at all.
Landi namdo yopa, kanla landi namdo yopa te sito redog namdo yere. La la revan rela tope namdo yere. Landi namdo hik pe kapso landi la redo ke namdo hik lo bare.
So when one is entertaining the concepts of gods on the one hand and demons on the other, this actually conceals the or is an expression of the process in the mind of hope and fear, entertaining hope towards gods or fear with respect to demons.
Kanla landi namdo yopa tesi redo namdo yo.
For as long as one has this idea of gods and demons, for the same time one will have the concept of hope and fear.
Kanla landi namdo me pa tela Redo namdo yumai. Te redo namdo yumai.
For the one who does... for the one not entertaining the thought of gods and demons, there is no entertainment of hope and fear.
This is na ta jom chen te ne long ta to kap so la la re wa tang de le tok pa redo ga namdo len de go re.
For the sake of achieving the actual reality or ultimate meaning, one has to transcend hope as it is related to gods and fear as applied to demons. One has to transcend both.
De yin dong konde ni yang jepare, tanyi dong korwa tanyan de kunzup dong konde ni yabare, korwa namdo yopa yona, tela tupe nyang de jen namdo yore, nyang de jen namdo yon dong korwa namdo yore, Tene kondeje namdo torna korben namdo le torna nyandeje namdo le togre nyandeje namdo le torben korben namdo le togre tene konde nyamba ni je tonga tonto togre.
So even though conventionally samsara and nirvana exist, this is to be understood as a side effect of one's own idea. Since as long as one thinks, as long as one has the concept of a conditioned existence or samsaric existence, then there will also be the concept of nirvana. And if one has the concept of nirvana, there will also be the concept of samsaric existence. Whereas if one gets free of the idea of a samsaric existence, then one will also be freed from the concept of nirvana, and if one gets free of the concept of nirvana, one will be freed of the idea of samsaric existence. So ultimately then the point is to understand the equality of samsara and nirvana and thus transcend them, transcend both.
Landi namdo tudob yinba te yindo tene tsama tang tsokpa namdo yang tudobre tsama tsokpa hakusun.
So just as these concepts of gods and demons are mere interrelated ideas or exist only in relation to each other, so similarly the ideas of dirty and clean are interrelated ideas.
Namto yo pa te yin tsokpa namto yo. Kangla tsama namto yo pa te la tsokpa namto yo. Kangla tsokpa namto yo pa te la tsama namto yo.
So, as long as one has the concept of pure, then there will also be the concept of dirty or impure. As long as one has the concept of impure, there will be the concept of pure, and as long as these concepts exist, then there will be both pure and impure.
Tene tudrup je nam to te nimo la tudrup je na yopa te yendo semo malam do yang tudrup je na wa te yore. Tudrup je na wa te malam do yopa yendo nimo yang yore. Nimo yopa yendo malam je na wa la yang yore. Tune tudrup na wa te.
So similarly, two other pairs or another pair of interrelated concepts refers to what appears during our daytime experience and what appears during our dream experience. So the things that appear in the dreams are dependent on or directly related to what appears during the daytime, and what appears during the daytime is dependent on and directly related to what appears during our dreams. So also daytime waking appearances and dream appearances are interrelated concepts.
Nimu to so to drop nawa nato hiawa digi Milanto yang to drop nato hiar.
So, due to the various sorts of appearances occurring during the day, the various sorts of occurrences appear during the dream.
To drop yin said Milan yin the Ninang. Nimu nawan de yang dembaram. Tu drop yin ser mlan yin de nimu nawan naso de yang dembaram.
So since they are interrelated, then the what appears during the day is also not true, just like the appearances of the dream were not.
Tetar 대달 말람 이인도 나서 나왔더니 드롭 나동이 더 희바나 되는 주마타부 등등 희장 용서자.
Just as the appearances of the dream,
Tetar malam yendo, tsendin nama teda, tudrop nandong yido ngibana, ngihichina, tene joma tabu tingzin hine yongsuta, hine sijit tseka kanyajit.
Similarly, such appearances in the dream. The appearances of this life, just as such appearances in a dream, are interrelated appearance and emptiness. Through gaining conviction regarding the way this occurs, one is able to illusion-like samadhi is able to be generated. Jume tingzin.
Jumatavu tingzin hine yonzura. Te tabung hitempo yona gomna te jumatavu tingzin.
Gaining a stable conviction that the appearances in this life, like the appearances in the dream, are interrelated appearance and emptiness, this is known as the arisal of illusion-like samadhi. In the same way, our emotional life functions in precisely the same fashion that our happy states of mind and states of suffering are interrelated and therefore do not exist as such.
Dunga Tsorvayu. Kanla Dunga Tsorvayu, but Tela Deva Tsorvaji.
So for the one, for anyone who has happy feelings, to him unhappy feelings will also arise.
Dikabji devate, Dorje tepelola, Sami ji devata, Jumi ji deva yurete, te kagare. Sami ji devata.
Dang Jumi ji deva.
Jumi ji devate, di deva consum matobare, kagare.
Ore. Judume pe deva.
Jumi ji deva se. Te kagare. Dundanji devate, di deva mare. Dikabji devate, Tsova deva.
Ore.
Deser Dedo Nijan, two drop yinser, Rangung over Trobami.
At any tumble,
Deser Matender, Dedo Nijan, two drop yinser, Rangung over Trobami.
Qualifying that in speaking about happiness or happy states here, he is not referring to the ultimate happiness or what is called untainted bliss or inexpressible happiness, which accompanies the ultimate realization. That's not what is being referred to. What is being talked about here are the happy states of mind or happy sensations
And such happiness and suffering in being, only in having existence in comparison to each other, do not have any substantial existence within themselves. That which has no essence of its own, to perceive it as existing, is a concept which is deluded. Accustoms oneself or meditates on understanding if one accustoms oneself to understand in this way, then one will be able to be perfectly liberated from the bonds of feelings, one will be completely liberated into the expanse of equality. So if one understands this and meditates on it, then one will be liberated from the bonds of feelings and liberated into the expanse of equality. Then if one rests in the expanse of equality, then the inexpressible happiness will manifest in one's own heart. In this case, one's own heart refers to one's own mind. The first verse said then, if one meditates understanding in this way, the bonds of feelings will be liberated into the expanse of equality, and in resting in the expanse of resting in the depths of equality, inexpressible bliss appears in one's heart. So similarly, a sickness and its opposite, being in a good state of health, are something which exists in comparison to each other or interrelatedly. So anyone who has the concept of sickness, the same person always also has the concept of good health. Someone who has the concept of good health also has the concept of sickness. These two are exist in comparison to each other. Anyone who does not have the concept of sickness, how could the concept of good health arise in him? And for anyone who does not have the concept of good health, how could the concept of sickness arise for such a person? This would not be possible since they're the two poles of a comparison. And since they're the two poles of a comparison, neither of them exists on its own or with its own essence. So if one understands then that these two, a state of ill health or a state of good health, are only the two poles of a the two poles which exist only in comparison to each other, then one will understand the emptiness of either of the poles, and in this way be able to so one will understand the emptiness of sickness or the other pole, and in realizing the equality within their essence, one will be able to get free
of the concept of sickness.
Tene ne denbar madopa tang nga nagen do sambe nam do denbar madopa ne te denbar madopa tongba ni re nga na song sambe nam do yang wo tongba ni sa tong yin me re te tar hi te gom na tene ne je donga le thor to bare.
So then if one in relation to sickness and the idea I am sick can realize the emptiness in understanding that the sickness does not truly exist, and that the idea I am sick is not something which truly exists or has no true existence within it, then one, if one then so in understanding that lack of true existence of the sickness or of the idea of being sick, then one can meditate and one meditates on the emptiness of the concept. One meditates on the clarity and emptiness inseparable, and in this way is able to get free of the suffering associated with sickness.
Tene drop top kam karma chami chami rambuchi
one
tanda demon sumi dere drop top chik chung one kaji karma chami araga tene chami rambuchi song yore ne ji jön na nyam nam doi ne mara ne je jön ngun sa lengi ne je ngowa na nyam nam do yin song re ne je jö ta ne je ngowa ni kya bare ne je jö te kar re jö te ngun je le ngen ba la tu go re ngun sa ngun je che ba ngun me le re ne je ngowa kar re nga na so sa ba nam do te re nga ra na so sa ba nam do ma je na nga ra ne ba ma re Nāsa sāpa nāto chitu tēnē. Rē. Akusum.
Akusum. Tēnē.
Nē jī jō. Nē jī jō nē ngūn sā lē ngī. Nē jī jō kār rē. Ngūn kēwa ngā mē lē rē. Lē ngē mā rē.
Sōrē.
Nē jī ngō kār rē. Ngā nāgato sāpa nāmto tē nē jī ngō rē. Nē jī jō nē ngūn sā lē ngī.
So there is a verse from the Kajupa realized Siddha Karmachame, which says the cause of sickness is previously committed actions. And the essence of sickness is the inner experience of the idea of being sick. So this verse specifies the cause of the appearance of the sickness as being negative actions committed in previous lives. And what constitutes the essence of the sickness as such is the thought that one is sick.
Tene ne je jo jang na ne je jo le nge ba re te dorje sambal la so bo gom de se na ne je jo te jo le nge ba se do re le ne je jo le ngi se na tene de ba yang ne ne se gre.
So as far as the cause goes in the form of the previously committed negative actions, these can be purified through meditating on Dorje Sempa, and through which one is able to exhaust the negative karma which serves as the cause for the illness.
Tene ne jang o jang na ne dembar madro pata nanyam jan nam to dembar madro pe hi te tene tong ba ni gom na ne jang o jang to gore ngo se che te ne rang ga ngo jang to gore ne ji jo jang wa da ngo jang wa ni ne jang o jang na ne dembar madro pe hi nanyam jan nam to dembar madro pe hi te tene ne ta ne ta ni jin jan nam to zung jin ni len de pe oi sar gom na
So, in order to purify the essence of the suffering, if one understands that the sickness itself it does not truly exist, and also the idea that one is sick does not truly exist, and if one then rests in the clarity and emptiness beyond a concept, then one will be able to purify both the cause as well as the essence of the sickness.
Hevatang, heaven nam to the my heaven nam to near to the re. Rere. Not so long, my heaven nam daughter, my hevala denberry came by your valentine, the heaven nam to somewhere. My heaven nam to the mean, and heaven nam to your money.
So then the. Machine nam to did.
My heaven nam to rere, tata, my. Tanta chiran hi mudo ga Tanta chiran hi do
Tanta shim de
o hi mudo ga dada ma hi ban nam do do ga el te de hi ban nam do yong ma hi ban nam do de men hi ban nam do yong sing ma le cha raba te tu do
so similarly the concept of not being dead or of dying or arise in comparison to each other. So, for example, right now we have the idea that we're not dead. And in dependence on this idea of not dead, then its opposite, the idea of becoming dead, can occur. So even at the very instant of death itself, it is only because of the idea of not being dead that the idea of dying can occur. If the idea of not being dead is not present, it's not possible for the idea of dying to occur.
Mahiva tang hetsarva hetsarva nere mato heva keching mate Mahiva tang heva nere mato heva tatava mato bre Mahiva Mahiva tang hetsarva Tanda chera Mahiva reva
re
Ta yoma hetsarva deva chagre mato Tanda ti pata la heva tata vayo mare. Rava?
Re.
Tanda chera ma heva re. Kansan chini chera hetsagre. De. Tanda deba chandu re. Heva te. Tere ma to heva tata va ma to re.
So, other than not being dead, or death being an accomplished fact, in between those two, there is no actual present moment at which death occurs. So the statement is then that if we try to find the spot between these two, the instant at which one is not dead and the instant at which one is, so if we try to find the present instant of death, then this present is not possible to find. And if one analyzes it, then the past instant is already finished and no longer exists. The future instant has not occurred and does not exist. And the present instant is so subtle and can be analyzed more and more subtle, so that in fact the present instant doesn't have any existence, doesn't have any existence of its own.
Roya tere mato ndro yimba yomare. Ndro na komba pogo da kangba. Kangba ndu ya go do ba. Ta kangba ndu ndu si ya nan den ndro tsar song a. Nden ndro ma song a. Ndu ndu si den den ndro song den ndro ma song a. Ndro kangba ndo lin ndro tsar wa ta ndro ma ndro ba ni ma to ndro yimba yomare. Kangba ndu ndu si na den ndro wa re. Kangban de mando re. Dro tsava ta mando wa ni pata la dro yimba yo ma re. Sumba re. Sila ta kye ta nga. Kenga ne me ba re.
So the guardian Nagarjuna in a text called the Sawishara. The root of knowledge, the name of the text is the root of knowledge. And in this text, he teaches that he makes an analysis in relation to walking. And in relation to walking, then one has the one step has already been taken and is finished. The other step has not yet been taken and is not does not exist. And between these two, there is no actual experience of walking.
Okay.
So the one leg in having taken its step, then the other leg is not moving. So the one leg's step is already finished, and the other leg's step is not has not been taken, and between those two, nothing is happening. So there's an entire chapter analyzing this phenomenon of walking. So similarly, just as So just as between the step taken and the step not taken, there is no experience of walking, similarly, between the instant of not being dead and the instant of being dead, there is no experience of dying. And for this reason, in the actual essence of death, there is no dying. And since in the within the actual essence of it there is no death, since the within the actual essence of it there is no death, then this concept of death is a delusion. And in order to purify the concept of dying, one has to realize the meaning of non-death. So Milarepa has said in one of his songs that in order to it is for the sake of realizing is for the sake of realizing the meaning of there being no birth and no dying, which constitutes the supreme necessity. So the supreme necessity of practicing the Dharma is in order to be able to understand this meaning or this reality of there being no birth or dying. And in understanding that, one will get free of the suffering associated with death. So one will be able to get rid of this, the suffering of being born and dying, and in realizing the that there is no actual existence of an essence of being born and dying, that these are merely concepts, then one will then one gets free of the concept of being born and dying. So if we relate this then to the teachings in the Chunyi Namje, this text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, In relation to the teachings on the transformation of material substance, then at the time of the ultimate transformation, that is to say, Buddhahood itself, there is no being born and dying.
Nenjor matope simchinje kunzob jin tongzore sanje sanje la cheva ta heben tongzore yorwa
te
nenjor matope namje kunzob jin tongzore
bonas
sanje rang ne chehi nando yomare sanje rang ne chehi yomare ina chehi doma te nenjor matope simchin namje tongzore.
So for a Buddha, there is no way of looking or way of seeing things which involves arising and ceasing or being born and dying. But for those who have not undergone the transformation, our way of seeing things involves this being born and dying.
Oh yeah, tangas gom tos.
So now we'll meditate for a while.
Tu